Last time on Culture File, we met with woodturner Emmett Kane, one of a wave of Irish makers bringing their craft to the international market and also currently exhibiting in the National Museum in Dublin. But while Kane is part of a recent drive in internationalising Irish crafts, at home in Castledermot he still reads what he does as part of a long local tradition, as he explained to me when we visited the local Church of Ireland, St James's, for a tour of ancient stonework.
Castledermot is quite a historical place. It goes back, it's Díosair Diarmada, would it be its name in Gaelic, and it goes back to around the 6th, 7th century, which is has a monastic settlement, which is St. James's, which has a round tower, two high crosses, a Romanesque arch. There's a Viking hogback stone. Cormac MacCullenan is buried there. And then we have a Franciscan Abbey down on the main street in Castledermot. And at the back of my workshop, I have a Knights Templar Tower. So there's many centuries of different archaeological, historical sites here in Castledermot. And it is very, very... They actually had an excavation a few years ago when they were doing the sewerage, and they found 21 bodies on the main street. So it's, no matter where you turn in Castledermot, there's archaeological... And I'm quite rooted here, and it's also great that you can meet people walking down the street that know who you are and say hello. And even one day I had one guy ask me, how are the flower pots going? And I said, they're great. I'm putting gold in them now. And he said, oh, all you Canes were great, great people with their hands, and you're putting gold in the flower pots, fair juice to you. So that's the kind of positivity, I suppose, that you can get from living in a place and working in a place that you're known, and also that it is, has such influence on my work, and particularly then in the outskirts as well. My father was a local historian, so I grew up knowing these places like Kilkee Castle, like Mulla Creelan, like Kilkee, where Sir Ernest Shackleton was born. Mulla Creelan is where Laurence O'Toole was born. So those places in this area, it means a lot. And no matter where I turn, I'm quite proud of coming from Castledermot because of its historical nature, but also because of my family background and my connection to the place.
So this is St. James's, which is the monastic settlement of St. Dermot, or Dermot Hermitage, Díosair Diarmada.
That's the base of an old cross that was never finished, so it's plain, and that most likely was going to be carved. Some poor monk, probably, and maybe his next generation after him was going to carve it as well, because granite is a very, very hard stone. These crosses would have originally been made from wood, and they would have been coloured. That's what my father tells me, anyway, that that's what they reckon. And then they moved on to stone because they would have rotted away. But the granite here is very, very hard. And probably the best example of one of the crosses in this area is the Moonhigh Cross, which is 17 and a half foot tall. And it's again carved in granite with the 12 apostles and with the loaves and fishes and different things like that carved on it, the Bible stories carved onto it. And what we have here is a round tower, which is very unique because it's built from field stones, which are normal towers would be built in cut stone and things like that. But this is a unique example of a round tower in Ireland. And then on the archway is a Romanesque arch. And it wasn't until a few years ago that another artist, craftsperson was down, and I brought them here to visit here. And they said, that's where you get your inspiration for your work. And I actually didn't notice it until... They said it to me, there's chamfers in the granite. There's a number of different things happening down here which are extraordinary. And then there's the modern church, the Church of Ireland church is built at the back of it in the grounds of the cemetery. And that's another one. But there's one interesting little stone, and you can see it here in the distance. It's known as a squaring stone or a promise stone or a Galtinus. And this is what I've used a lot, influence in my work as well. They have openings and holes in them, and I gild them, and it's the whole symbolism of promise, or if you got engaged or you made a deal or something like that. And people still do it to this day, come down here and they shake hands through the little stone. It most likely is probably a pagan symbol, but then it has a Christian cross carved on the, like a Celtic cross carved on the other side of it. So the idea is that you would put your hand through here and you'd shake hands. There's one of the pieces in the exhibition that I made for my sister when she got married in 2002, and I entitled it Galtinus. Galtinus is the Gaelic for promise. And the whole idea is the symbolism of putting your hands through and shaking hands with the other person and making a promise. I'd actually be fearful of working with stone, because I think we're working with wood. If you do make a little mistake, you can modify it. Whereas with stone, it's almost permanent, because it is so hard and it chips. And people would say stonemasons would say stone is like wood, but I think it's nearly harder, because it is. It gives great detail, but at the same time, if you do make a little mistake or a modification or things like that, particularly you see the stone lettering, which is extraordinary workmanship and the skill of making that, but I'd have a fear of I probably didn't have the confidence. Maybe I know my material, I know wood so well that I'm confident using it, whereas a stonemason will know the stone and they're confident working with it. Have experimented and used little bits, but never got into carving it or anything like that. I did hear a stonemason once telling me about stone. He said it was like the soul of man, that every layer has an extra extraordinary giving. And that's what I would say, that wood is like life itself, that it's probably realistic. It's reality in the space of 250 years, where stone is millions of years. And when you work with wood, you can see where some ignorant person drove nails into the timber and it kind of almost chokes itself and it regrows, or wire or animals will lick it and you'll see it regrowing itself. So it's great. It's an unbelievable natural resource that totally regenerates itself every few years. And what I'm trying to do with the exhibition is that people will see that this just isn't a piece of firewood, or it's something to walk on, or something to shut a door or eat off. And I think a good quotation is a quotation from Picasso: the first act of creation is in itself an act of destruction. So you think about it, I've cut down the tree and I'm going to create something from it. What people would say to me is, well, you're an artist. And I said, well, the answer is right. I'm the craftsperson, and if I make art, that's wonderful. And if you interpret it as that, great.
Emmett Kane there, and a journey 27 years of the work of Irish woodturner Emmett Kane is at the National Museum of Ireland at Collins Barracks in Dublin until the end of the year. Next time on Culture File, the man who might take over as the funniest Grinch in comedy.